TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Funk master flex night.
Oh man. Not again. I guess you know now who the head is. I'm a savage. Killing dead bitches. I bet you wish that you ain't never said shit. Now they so busy shooting videos. And I'm like, nah, where the fuck is your song? I mean, come on, you know the pub for some bars. I'm Remy Margarito. I ain't sparring with you bozos. My rap's too hard and you Miguel Cotto. I swear to God, this chick a real fraud. Bet you wondering how I know your problems. It's a lot of people that you really bothered. They were selling footage and you know I'm bothered. This ain't a little L, wait, you took a big L, you digging in the crate, yeah. I put you on a bench, you really proud. She was asking, I automatic ass, waited 4 days, my, where you been? I came here in the Rari playing Little Ken. Don't know what made you think that you could fool with friend, but I guess this is what I gotta do to make that fit. I mean,
oh,
you
master
took
flex
a L, you got another one. Secure the bag, now I got another one. I caught the W, now I got another one. Yo, what's that what you be saying, Khaled? Another one. Already took a L, now you got another one. I secure the bag, now I got another one. I caught the W, now I got another one. Yo, what's that what you be saying, Khaled? Another one. Heard you calling everyone. Now call him back, cause I got another one. Heard you were kidding, saying I ain't having none. But that's okay, baby, cause now you my son. They like, yo, I'm going again. My flow cold, I ain't frozen a pin. You gotta go, low. I kick the dead horse till it don't move. Don't come around me, now I got the crown. See, I beat you with punches at 48, you Ronda Rousey. The wigs, the nose, you a whole clown. B, I better not ever hear you say anything about me. I came from behind bars like a bottle girl. No candy bars, I raise a bar like a body bill. All blue Maserati, huh? Sort of little shiny, put blood in your head, leave your whole damn head red, little yachty. Oh, and if you doubt that, you can catch me outside. How about that? When it's dark and hell is hot, I DM your ex, sitting here now like who I'ma DM next. Get at me, dog, CMX. And I'm waiting for a talk out of her neck. Cause we got pictures, we got video, and we got text. Yeah, already took a L, now you got another one. I secured a bag, now I got another one. I caught the W, now I got another one. Yo, what the fuck you be saying, Khaled? Another one. Already took a L, now you got another one. I secured a bag, now I got another one. I caught the W, now I got another one. Yo, what the fuck you be saying, Khaled? Another one.
Social laugh, another episode, TM Hyman Radio. What's going on, everybody? It's Hump Day, Relationship Wednesday is what we call it. Remy Ma. Hey, Ma is looking real good. Like, who would have ever thought Remy would be looking like a supermodel out this B.I.? Like, Remy. Hey, Social Lab, TM Hyman Radio. Hey, tonight we are talking about an oh-so-interesting topic with a very special guest. Her name is AK. She's in a situation that, listen, this word is brand new to me. I've heard of polygamy, bigamist, but I had never heard polyamorous. Amorous relationship, polyamory. What is polyamory? We'll talk about that and much more with our special guest tonight. Plus, we chopping it up with Fee, like y'all know we do. Listen, we probably going to run out of time. This should have been an hour show. It was scheduled 30 minutes. So we're going to get to it and then invite AK back because I know damn well This is an hour plus program tonight. From the other side of the ATL, give it up, Hot Chocolate. I know you're ready to dig in. What up, Ma?
I am certainly ready. Hello, how is everyone doing this eve?
Good evening. Well, good evening. Very, all is well.
Very, 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 yes, very well. South Carolina brings us all the way live. I think she's in Columbia, somewhere in South Carolina. Give it up. Fee. What up, Ma?
Hola. How are thou?
That was my Spanish for tonight. Come on, y'all.
Hey, I like it.
Uh-oh.
Thank you.
Hey, girl.
Doing very, very well. Again, what is polyamory? Is the topic. We're discussing it with our special guest, and I'm not sure where she's coming live from. I know she's out of the 301.
Yes,
at least
I
her
am.
Phone is. Don't know if that's where she is tonight. AK, tell us where you're coming from tonight, Ma.
Hey, you guys. I am actually, yes, I am in Maryland, right outside of D.C. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right
in
outside
the
D.C.
DMV.
I'm in
D.C.
There you go. Yes. I didn't want to say
no,
DMV.
Hey,
you guys
hey,
be like,
we
what?
License? Up in here.
Yes.
All
there
day.
You go.
Now,
301.
Now,
D,
listen,
there
now,
we
D,
go.
Listen, you way too excited, and I'm vibing with you right now. So, you know, don't be trying to pull me into this strange relationship you got, Poppy. You know, I just found out about it. I just found out about
do
it.
And
we vibing
already. Go ahead
already,
and jump in
the
DM.
So,
go ahead.
You know, we
I
do know that
anything.
The energy is strong, ain't it?
Virginia
I am open-minded. Yes,
oh,
there
man.
You go.
Open-minded.
Hey.
Is that,
and I live right here at the bridge, right here. I'm just letting you know, the bridge is right there connecting Maryland and Virginia. There you go.
Oh,
but go ahead.
Listen, I happen to be coming to you live out of the ATL, but VA is my home team all day.
That's a 53-minute flight.
Team.
That's nothing. That's a 53-minute flight.
Man.
But go ahead.
Hey. All
go
right.
Ahead. For those who don't know,
what polyamory actually is, let me just spell it for you first and foremost. Better yet, because, you know, we got these devices.
Polyamory.
You heard that?
Polyamory.
Listen,
oh,
it is the philosophy or the state of being in love or romantically involved with more than one person at the same damn time.
Polyamory.
At the same damn
polyamory.
Time. We said the philosophy or state of being in love or romantically involved with one or more persons at the same damn time.
Polyamory.
You
there
heard?
You go. That's why I always explain it to people. Do not get it confused with that of polygamy, because to me, that's when you pretty much bring the religious aspect into it, which is where people feel like in the areas of Utah and places like that where they have these congregations of people that are in these marriages and these households, and I'm like, nope, you're just thinking a little bit of another word, and that's polygamy, something totally different. So, yeah, that's definitely correct.
How did
so is
you
that...
get involved? How was this introduced to you?
To me, I've always... It's not necessarily having that of a commitment issue in a typical monogamous relationship. My attraction is just to people in general. And it really wasn't until I turned around 27 or 28 where I came to the realization of, like, I'll never be satisfied unless I have more than one partner. And it's not that I was looking for one perfect partner or didn't come across him or her, because, yes, I live out loud happily bisexual, but it's just that I just wasn't satisfied, and I was just looking for a balance. And so with me being a woman, I'm very alpha, contrary to my voice. I'm a very, very strong, dominant, aggressive. I have a command presence. I stand at 5'10" and a half, and I need a guy that's going to do something with that. At the same time, I never knew or I was never taught how to submit to a man, and that's where my attraction with the women come into play. So it wasn't until I got comfortable into my quote-unquote womanhood where I was just like, you know what? I need to realize that this is really what I want. And it wasn't until about 3 years ago where it came into play. So So it is my lifestyle, and I like it, and I love it.
The lifestyle. Interesting.
Yeah. At the same time, I do respect monogamy. I think it's a beautiful thing. I think just it's based on individuality, how you define love and what you want it to be for you. And you can't lie to yourself. People go out and they'll cheat behind someone's back without giving them the option to say, hey, this is why I want to cheat. And people always tend to think that if you have if you're involved in that of a polyamorous relationship that is about sex, and I'm like, wait a minute, you're thinking about swinging, which is just having an open relationship or just having a hall pass to just go fuck somebody, and that's not what the case is. With me, I'm very sapiosexual,
so
I'm very semisexual.
This is a consent. I'm sorry, so you said it's not swinging, so this is a exclusive, consensual, responsible,
adult relationship. It is
okay.
A committed relationship. It's between three parties, or sometimes, you know, whatever floats your boat, more parties than three. With me, I would never expand that number to more than, you know, having just two other partners. It just depends on what your reason is for wanting to that be of a part of a polygamous relationship. And again, it's not about sex at all. I can date someone forever and never have sex with them because my attraction can be something totally different. I'm very sapiosexual, which means
I can feel some side eyes coming all the way from Bahrain when you say
that is fine. Go
it's
ahead.
Not about sex.
It's definitely not. I think that people sometimes tend to get soulmate and life partner mixed up, and that also ties into sex. And with women, we're very territorial. We feel like when we start talking to you, we're in a relationship, let alone when we fuck you, oh, we go together. Like, we're already thinking of the kids' names and all that stuff. Whereas to men, they tend to just be like, okay, well, I got another one, on my belt. Good for me. And that's why I'm just saying, like, people, they just go behind your back and they cheat on you for other reasons, whether they're seeking that emotional attachment again with someone, whether they're seeking that attachment where it can be physical but not sexual. They can be looking for that cyber connection, which is just having someone to converse with online or some other people to just even look at. It's all about a fantasy. Well, what do you want to do with that? And I said, with me, in my situations or in my home, it's that of, it's about balance. Everything that I cannot do for my female fiancé, a guy can come into play. I'm still attracted to men. It's just that I have very high standards because I am not the male in the relationship, but I'm the more dominant, aggressive one. And I'm comfortable with that.
Pause right there, because I'm so comfortable with the fact that you're comfortable and you seem, first of all, you need to write a book and we can help you to make it happen. This is a very interesting topic. Ladies and gentlemen, you are in tune to the Social Lab. It's 9:13. Our special guest, AK, coming to us live out of the DMV tonight, really breaking down the whole subject of what polyamory is really all about. I personally thought it was just a big, gigantic orgy, but I think I feel
absolutely not.
Hey, we'll talk about that and more when we come back. I know Hot Chocolate had questions, and you may too. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926 if you want to comment or if you have a question. But now let's go chop it up in the kitchen in Columbia, South Carolina with our girl Fee.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ribs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, rabbit. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, raw. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, chicken.
Hey, hey, hey. Well, tonight I'm going to make it brief because Miss AK has all of my attention this evening. Tonight we're going to do my fried lobster tail. What you're going to need is 2 cups of cornmeal, a half a cup of all-purpose flour, salt and pepper to taste, a half a teaspoon of ground cayenne pepper, a teaspoon of garlic powder, a teaspoon of onion powder, 4 pounds of fresh lobster tails cleaned and halved but still in the shell. You're going to need about 2 quarts of oil for deep frying. In a gallon-sized plastic closable bag, combine your cornmeal, your flour, your salt, pepper, cayenne, garlic powder, and onion powder. You're going to shake very well. Place 1/2 of a lobster tail at a time in the bag. Shake to coat the tails completely. You're going to heat your vegetable oil in a deep fryer at about 365 degrees. Place 1 coated lobster tail at a time into the oil because you don't want to bring down the heat of the oil and it'll start undercooking versus cooking at a correct temperature. Now you're going to cook your lobster tails until the lobster turns white and the coating is a light brown. Now, me personally, I love to make them by themselves or serve them with some shrimp. Or I'm going to have to give you guys later at a later date my Red Lobster Cheddar Bay Biscuit Waffle recipe. And to combine those two, heaven, heaven in your mouth. That's all I'm going to say. But you got to check out that fried lobster tail and let me know, guys, how those turn out for you.
Oh, my goodness. You just made me salivate a little bit.
Yeah.
Wipe my mouth.
See?
Real talk, real people, real times. We are the Social Lab, TM Hyman Radio, Girl High Chocolate, and our special guest, AK, tonight.
Hey,
That polyamorous relationship and her situationship, that's what Fab called it, that she just recently came out of. 917-889-3926 is the number that you will dial if you have any questions for AK like I do. I apologize for interjecting, TM, when you were asking your questions because they were just coming so quickly and they just started falling out. I didn't even, at this point, I don't even know where to begin. So I'm just going to jump right in. Now, I hate to play devil's advocate. Okay. Devil's advocate. Are you the young lady who just wants her cake and eat it too and is not really interested in, of course, not the conventional type of relationship, but monogamy, period? You did mention that you still respect it, you know, but to what degree?
No, I'm not selfish like that. Absolutely not. Because of the last relationship that was a three-way relationship, again, I do have a female fiance. We got engaged December 22nd, and I do see myself with her every single day. And it's to the point where I do see myself with just her. However, a part of me will always be that to the last guy that I was with. Because my love for him was so strong, and because he was a platonic friend for about 16 or 17 years, I missed my friend more than I missed him as my ex-boyfriend. And because a big chunk of my heart and emotions and all of that will always be with him, I really don't think I would ever dedicate all of that time and energy and effort to that of another guy. So I do see myself with just, you know, my female partner. So I do see myself with her in a monogamous way. I definitely do. So it's very possible. I really don't see myself as another guy. I really don't.
Would you say?
Well, now I'm more confused than ever.
Let me ask this, because I think at the onset, one would say that you had issues with men You just confirmed that you are still attracted to men, but would you say that you had daddy issues maybe? Or you don't
know
your
dad
was an asshole and you have a great relationship?
No, I just, well, no, not at all. I just feel like, well, I'm going to be 35 in August, and I just feel like at my age, a lot of guys are already settled down. Or some of them are already, unfortunately, damaged from relationships. Some of them are good men that just choose to be single. Some of them are still in their whole stage. And some of them are taken. So the dating pool with men between 32 and 40 is very, very small. So
yeah.
Was that, yeah. So it's the ability to swim
AK,
right there.
AK, mm-hmm. I'm sorry. That yo was because I just saw your picture.
Oh.
And, like, this is very interesting, fellas.
It's even more interesting to me that you're very rarely left speechless. And right now,
he can't talk.
Very literally, he can't get it together.
I guess for me, you know, the one thing that stands out in this discussion for me was the fact that you referenced being dominant a few times. You even mm-hmm. referenced your height and you referenced your stance. And so for me, you know, and the stereotypes, you know, we all come up with, you know, things in our mind. I actually, the imagery based on your description, it was nothing like what just popped on my screen.
You thought she was a mud duck.
You know,
you thought she was a mud duck. You thought she was a mud duck. That's what she was.
You know, you described yourself as very, as
Booger,
you know,
wolf.
When you reference dominating. So, Booker. You know, that, you know, I mean, mm-hmm. wow.
See, here's the thing.
Wow.
So in real life, outside of that, of, okay, the online life, contrary to photos, I mean, it's like I do know how to do hair and makeup. However, in my real life, that's definitely not me. I am dressed like a guy, a tomboy, shopping in the men's department 99.9% of the time. I'm so serious. Like, I'm very,
I mean,
uncomfortable.
You're just comfortable
I'm
doing
very,
you at the end of the day.
Yes, like I'm very comfortable dressed feminine. I don't like to wear heels. I don't like dresses. Do you remember the scene in Love and Basketball when Monica was on, when she was at the homecoming dance? And
yes.
The spring dance, and she was on the sidelines, and she had her legs open with a white dress
mm-hmm.
on. I'm
mm-hmm.
that girl. Like, I know to cross my legs, but, like, it's just natural because I wear sweatpants and basketball shorts a lot. And because of my height, it's like, you play basketball? I'm like, no, I play football. Like, what? You get dirty? Yeah. I don't get my nails done. I don't know what a fill-in is. I don't know what a, what is that called when it's white at the bottom? A French manicure? I don't
Girl,
know
shut
that
up.
Stuff.
She said, "When it's white on the
serious.
Bottom."
She did.
When it's white at the bottom. I'm serious.
Okay. What would you say
yes.
the number one misconception is about polyamorous relationships when one finds out about it? What's the number one misconception?
That it's all about sex, or someone isn't satisfied, or they don't feel like they're enough.
But isn't that one of the reasons that you kind of said that this is the lifestyle that you chose because you realized that you weren't going to be satisfied with one partner?
But again, for me, it wasn't about sex. That wasn't the balance that I look for at all. So I'm sapiosexual. I need to have a mental connection with you. I like thoughts. I like how people's minds think. I like to see where they can go. I'll never pressure someone into anything for being or thinking bigger than you do. Think outside of the box in the ordinary. Again, this word polyamory is new to some people, and you would never think that you would indulge in a conversation that would have you this open-minded. So you would be surprised where a conversation would go. And with that being said, diving into the bed isn't something that's quick with me. I'm very demisexual, which means that I cannot indulge in that of a sexual encounter with someone without having some emotions or feelings for them. So that's why I stress with me, I'm not looking for someone to just fuck. I don't want that to be misconstrued with swinging or just having a hall pass. I want an actual relationship, a better or bigger rapport than that of just a typical friend. So it's a balance. It's not about sex. Again, I can date someone and not have sex with them because my attraction to them can be something totally different.
Yeah. Folks, the reality is this. AK is not by herself. There's about 5% of the population that actually live in, you know, a polyamorous lifestyle. We just don't know because, you know, just like it's not our business, you know, who one lays down with at night, you know, although it is quite interesting, I think it's important that we all be open, not open to the lifestyle per se, but just being open to the fact that each its own at the end of the day. And it's really about our individual happiness. Again, for me,
absolutely,
when I think of it, I just see orgy. I don't know why I can't get the orgy out my damn head.
Don't. Like, a lot,
see,
like,
orgy.
Back in the day, a lot of people's father had like two or three families on his side, but he still came home to the one that he was married to or had the most kids with, and that was cheating. Well, if he would have told wife number one reasons why he wanted to step out or why he even had other relationships, you know, maybe that could have been something different. In the Old Testament, men had multiple wives or, unfortunately, concubines. But, like,
it's true.
Again, it's just people just look at marriage of, I mean, yes, I'm Christian, but they just look at it of that of just between two people. And I'm just like, no, because people go to people for different reasons looking for that affection. And, again, I stress, it's not, I'm sorry, attention. And I stress that it's not just sex. It's not just wanting to just fuck somebody and all of that. Again, that's the immature side of thinking about polyamory. So get the orgy out of your head. It's not that. It's
polyamory.
Not.
Polyamory. Polyamory.
I mean, I've tried to break it down several ways and to make my, I'm not going to say closed mind open to it, but it's new
to
me as
well.
It's
okay. What are you thinking? Like, what do you, how do you feel?
It just sounds like, you know, the ultimate hall pass in a relationship that you got signed to go out and, you know, you feel like you're attracted to somebody else, not necessarily sexually, but, you know, that gives you the right to.
But she didn't get the pass, though. She kind of wrote her own pass.
But I mean, it's hers is an unlimited path that comes with her. It's not anything that anyone is going to issue her. It's something
that also
like
when people see myself and Amber, that's my fiance. When people see the two of us out, I mean, it's like they don't know that we're a couple. Of course, we're not like awkwardly walking next to each other or one in front of the other or something like that. But like we look like two friends or two roommates or something like that. So if a guy approaches us, you know, this day and age, most females are going to say, oh, this is my girlfriend when they're not interested in someone. Well, in reality, well, yes, this is my girlfriend. And that's going to start a conversation to whether he's going to believe it or not. So, you know, like, it's not that we're just that couple that's just, like, PDAing or just like, hey, we're gay, let's do this or whatever, but yet we still like guys. No, it's not even that. So it's just, again, it's so hard to explain.
Can we literally about front out of 60 seconds left? Listen, I want to thank you for one, you know, for one, stopping pass. For two,
absolutely,
just being totally transparent.
Again, I appreciate it. I definitely do.
But this is what I'm going to ask. If can you come back next Wednesday? We'll do a part two because people are listening all over the world, and they're going to listen to the podcast. And I want to keep this going because there's so much more. There's so much
whenever
more.
Whenever you guys
want to talk about,
absolutely.
Please come back. Can you come back and we'll get the questions out? Folks, thanks for listening again. We're talking, it's real talk, real people, real times. Come back on Monday. We have a special guest on Monday as well. Hey, we won't even have time.
I love you guys.
Thanks for joining us.
See him live. See him live. See him live. See him live.